Thomas McAuliffe, a policy analyst with the Missouri Foundation for Health, says that under the rules of the Affordable Care Act, people at the poverty line or making upwards of four times it would qualify for federal subsidies to purchase insurance. Speaking on KPIA's Intersection this week, he said that if the state opts out of Medicaid expansion, individuals and families falling below the poverty limit wouldn't be required to purchase insurance, but they also wouldn't receive any assistance if they wanted to buy insurance. As a result, he says rural areas could be hit hard.
How do rural providers and rural hospitals keep functioning when those most vulnerable populations that they serve will not have insurance? It's a big problem.
Andrew Quint, who also appeared on the show, is the medical director of Columbia's Family Health Center. He says that hospitals would also soon be losing federal funds provided to them to help pay for uncompensated care.
So I see it as a real disaster for the hospitals, not just the rural hospitals, all of the hospitals that provide uncompensated care.
Some GOP lawmakers have argued that the state can't afford Medicaid expansion and warned that it could increase the burden on future taxpayers. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.